Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have been having a great week. My name is Adam Purcell and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series in the Gospel of John that we're calling I Am, and we looked again at one of Jesus's incredible I Am statements that he gives to us in John chapter 15, where there Jesus says, I am the vine. Jesus says, I am the true vine. And then he tells us something about us. He says, you are the branches. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And then there's so much that flows from that. In particular, Jesus tells us that when we abide in him, and he specifically commands us to abide in him, he tells us that two things are going to happen. He tells us that we're going to bear fruit for God, and that's going to prove the fact that we're disciples of Jesus, and that's going to bring the Father glory. But he also tells us in that we're going to draw life from God. He talks about his word dwelling in us as we abide in him. He talks about his love abiding in us. He talks about our joy being full because we actually have the incredible privilege of the joy of Jesus being in our own hearts. And so Jesus commands us, those of us who profess him, to abide in him. And when we do that, we bear fruit. And one of the things that's important for us to remember, and it's so easy to forget, is that when we abide, we will bear fruit. There's a 1,000,000% chance that when we abide, we will bear fruit. But one of the things that's important to remember is that our fruit doesn't cause our conversion. It displays our discipleship. So when you and I bear fruit for the Lord and it glorifies the Father, that's not the cause of our conversion. It doesn't make us Christians. It flows out of the fact that we are already disciples of Jesus. Fruit doesn't cause our conversion. It displays our discipleship. So one of the things we did at Mount Vernon is we took a little bit of a different slant, and instead of describing how to abide in the Lord, we spent some time talking about how not to abide. And so really quickly, we asked the question, are you an abider or an avoider? Are you seeking to, with all of your time and energy, abide in Jesus, or do you not really do that? Do you avoid abiding in the Lord? And so if you're looking to avoid instead of abide, this is what we said you should do. And obviously we're not recommending this. So how not to abide: avoid time in the word and prayer. And with each of these, I would encourage you to ask yourself today, do you do that? Do you avoid time in the word and prayer, or do you intentionally make time to be in the word of God and to pray to the Lord? So avoid time in the word and prayer. Avoid Christ-centered community. I mean, geez, if you want to abide in the Lord, you need to be in Christ-centered community where people are loving you, encouraging you, helping to hold you accountable, and it's just really, really good. Avoid Christ-centered risk, where you're doing scary things for Jesus, you know, like sharing your faith with people and maybe going on a cross-cultural mission trip, things like that. If you don't want to abide, yeah, you definitely want to avoid Christ-centered risk. We talked about avoiding Christ-centered generosity. And finally, we said, avoid resting in the finished work of Christ. And again, that reminds us of what we mentioned just a moment ago, that our fruit and our abiding, the things that we do, those don't earn us anything with the Lord. But those flow out of the fact that Jesus on the cross has already paid the penalty for us, that we can rest in the finished work of Christ that he did on our behalf by his crucifixion and his resurrection. And we can exult in knowing that we are loved because of what Christ has done and because we have trusted him. And so as we close our time this morning on the Drivecast, I just want to encourage you to remember that Jesus, the God of the universe, has died for you and he lives again. And he has invited all of us to trust him. And when we abide in him, which is what he has told us to do, we have the incredible privilege of drawing life from God, empowering us to bear fruit for God. So let's take a moment and let's pray. And let's just praise the Lord that he has sent his son, Jesus, to die for us so that we could bear fruit for God and draw life from God. And let's ask the Lord to help us to not be avoiders, but to be abiders. And so let's pray now, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have a fantastic week, and we hope to see you back again tomorrow on the Drivecast. God bless.